Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a new episode of Flesh Wound Farce, where we review and discuss your and our favorite comedy films. This is the world's first and only combination trivia host and professional wrestling announcer of Chilean descent that currently resides in Southern California, Ozzy V. And with me, as always, on the this program, first in the Northern Bay Area, world famous juggler Greg Larson. How you doing, Greg?
Man, I'm fantastic. Got my Flesh Wound Farce t-shirt going. So life's great, man. How about yourself?
I'm still waiting for my shirt, but I'm looking forward to that day that will be soon approaching. And also with us, of course, Flesh Wound producer Todd.
What's up, Ozzy? I think you're down there. No, you're down there. Whatever.
How are the theaters now that you've been back to them? Have you started any fights yet?
Almost, but nothing yet. Because my thing is this is a year plus of people not remembering how to sit in a theater, of watching their movies at home and just not shutting the fuck up. You know, it's been a minute.
You think there should be a grace period to work off theater etiquette rust?
I do.
For lack of a better term, that's what it is. Theater etiquette, and they're rusty at it.
I think ushers just need to come back. I'll do that job for like, get off your phone, dickhead.
I think right now it's just okay, and you should be happy that they're wearing pants.
Well, I don't know what they're doing under those blankets.
There should be some special ushers, you know, like ones that actually like yell like, "Hey! You don't think I can't see you? Get off your phone! There's a giant glare! What are you thinking? We're in a dark room! Are you stupid?" And I'd pause the movie, you know, to say that, and then unpause. So that way nobody misses anything. But you need a guy to, like, yell. Because if without yelling, like...
They need an Ozzy V, is that what you're telling us?
Everybody needs an Ozzy V in their life.
I just imagined you, like, pausing it. The yell, and then and just like dancing off.
Very space ballsy too. Like the
when have I ever danced off?
It should happen.
And now back to your regularly scheduled program. Now, speaking of regularly scheduled program, what we had scheduled today was the Tina Fey and Amy Poehler comedy Baby Mama, in honor of Mother's Day happening yesterday, Sunday, May 8th. What day is
it? Yes, May 8th. Right. No, May 9th. Tomorrow, yeah, May 9th.
May 9th. Yeah. May 9th. So, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Without all you mothers, we all would have been raised by a bunch of pricks. So, we have Baby Mama written by Michael McCullers, rated PG-13 with a runtime of 1 hour and 39 minutes, released on April 25th, 2008. Right now, we're going to go ahead and share the trailer. Todd, if you'd please do the honors.
Here we go.
I'm 37 and I want a baby, so I'm pursuing all my options. I met with an adoption attorney who was very encouraging, and I recently began the artificial insemination process. So with a little bit of luck, I could be pregnant right now. I said too much for a first date, didn't I?
What Kate wanted was a baby.
I just don't like your uterus. Your chances of conceiving are very low.
What she got?
Our surrogate's fee is $100,000.
It costs more to have someone born than to have someone killed.
Takes longer.
Was a baby mama.
When I first thought about Angie carrying someone else's baby, I thought, my wife's got to have sex with someone else's husband to do this?
That's going to
cost extra. It's out of the question.
Kate, I want you to put your baby inside me. I want to put my baby inside you.
You got you a baby mama? I got two of them.
No, I'm paying her.
You pay the bills. She had a baby. That's called a baby mama.
What kind of food is this for a pregnant woman? What you eat, the baby eats. What you listen to, the baby listens to.
If you listen to DMX, the baby comes out going...
She's crazy. It is like living with a child. Did you just stick your gum under my coffee table?
I don't know.
You will literally be living with a child soon. You just should get used to it.
What is this all over you? Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Universal Pictures presents...
This whole thing is very important to me, and I'm a little bit jealous.
How can you be jealous of me?
You get to experience it while I just watch.
A comedy...
You and I need to go out.
...about putting all your eggs...
You sure getting an early jump on your baby proofing? But do not worry about a thing. Shouldn't be a problem for anybody over the age of 7.
Great.
In someone else's basket.
There's something wrong with your toilet.
Tina Fey, Amy Poehler.
Your partner can help you prep for the great stretch of delivery. Massage the area daily to prevent tearing.
Excuse me, can I just spray a little Pam down in that area before the baby comes out?
Baby Mama.
Your water is breaking.
I gotta get to the hospital. Should we clean that up?
No. Somebody will get that.
All right, so that was the trailer for the 2008 comedy, which synopsis from IMDb reads, a successful single businesswoman who dreams of having a baby discovers she is infertile and hires a working class woman to be her unlikely surrogate. So initially, I mean, watching that trailer, I had thought that this seems like something that all the funny parts were in the trailer, right? But then actually watching the movie, I was actually pleasantly surprised. I was entertained thoroughly. There was a little bit of a dip in terms of a low point and kind of a slow point, and I understand why it happened, but initially I enjoyed it. I mean, obviously not the greatest film, but definitely better than what I expected. Greg, initial thoughts?
Hadn't even heard of this movie, be honest, but watching it, it was pleasantly surprised. Definitely had a few good laughs. Now, I don't know, maybe I just missed it, but was that toilet scene from that trailer in the movie?
Yeah.
Yes.
I didn't remember seeing it. Okay, maybe yes. I got up and grabbed a beer or something, but
maybe you had problems with your toilet seat at the time.
Look, it happened.
Didn't get back in time.
I got a bidet, you know, things.
Oh, Mr. Fancy Man. Todd, how about your initial thoughts?
This was a first time watch for me too. Ozzy picked this one. I didn't mean to say it like that.
You totally did. This is the first thing that came to mind. I was like, the initial Roddy Piper in my head was like, that was a shot.
And you know what? It kind of was. Cause I think all the funny stuff was in the trailer. It was,
there's two things that made me laugh and tears that were not in the trailer.
Well, I'm sure you will probably tell us a little bit later. The highlight for me was, I forget his character's name. He was also in...
I should go over some of the other cast. Obviously, we saw Tina Fey, Amy Poehler. Greg Kinnear also is in the film. Dax Shepard we saw as Angie's domestic partnership husband. And Sigourney Weaver, a pleasant surprise to see. There is also one character that was not featured in the trailer that I don't want to say who it is because it was such like a shock for me to see them.
Yes.
The president of the company. You both know who I'm talking about. Yeah. We can talk about that in the spoilers later, but just in case.
Well, since you didn't mention the one I was talking about, it was Romain Malco, also from 40-Year-Old Virgin. He was one of the highlights of that.
Yes.
The plays doorman. Oscar in this one. Yes, the doorman. For me, he stole the show on this one. But he normally does. He's got some good lines and delivery.
Absolutely. So I don't want to take up two specific instances and take an opportunity away from you guys. I know it wouldn't be taking away an opportunity from Todd, as he mentioned. But perhaps for Greg. So out of the two, I'm going to pick the one where there's a scene when Angie has her hair roots dyed and then first she's like, what are you doing? I'm dyeing my hair roots. And the very next scene is in the shower. The clothes are still on like that. That just cracked me up. And I still got one more, but I'm saving that because I don't know if Greg's going to be on that same path.
I'm wondering because there's a few moments that I really enjoyed from this movie, but there's a divorce that happens at one point in the movie, and Dax Shepard makes a comment about on his way out, he's like, consider all your friends banged.
That might be the line of the movie. You know, you might be right.
Oh, he lost it. Yeah, hands down, favorite part of the movie. Its delivery was great.
That's pretty good, yeah. What about you, Todd?
Man, I really don't have anything that jumps out. I mean, like I already mentioned the doorman. Some of his stuff is like, even the stuff in the trailer when he's like trying to explain, no, that's your baby's mama. But yeah, Greg's right. He nailed it with the line of the movie. That's it. I can't top that. What's your other one, Ozzy?
Well, I just lost it when Kate had driven Angie back to her apartment or whatever. It's like, oh, I'm so, you know, thank you for driving me to apartment. Let me give you some money for gas. And she's pretending to look for, and like waits for her to say, oh, you don't have to say that. And just stops like that was because it was such like so subtle like that. That just killed me. It really did. Now, I said I had fun with this movie, but there was a point when it started to dip. And then once it started to dip, kind of things in the story kind of went wonky and just like. It's just like, oh, so nobody cares that, you know, some stuff happened. Everything's cool. You know, like it just kind of seemed like a weird ending and just kind of like towards, I don't know, the last 45 minutes in terms of story kind of fell apart.
Yeah, it definitely runs out of steam. I get that. I might have liked it better if we didn't do that in the second half.
Sure. Yes, you are right.
But I'm agreeing with you.
It did. I know. I was kind of in shock. And so that did affect its rating. As a film, I really wanted to give it a 2.75 because I really wanted to say between 2.5 and 3. So I want to say 2.5 and 75. But in terms of how much enjoyment I had, would be a 4 out of 5. Those are my. Those are my sets, or my scores. Greg, how about you?
Yeah, there's some things that really hit the nail on the head of moments in life. My wife can't take pills for medicine if her life depended on it. And there's a scene where they have to take a pill. I like this is hitting too close to home, and so I felt like I really needed to give it some extra credit for that. And there's some people in the movie that, so I watched it originally and then I went back and I kind of watched some highlights later on because I watched it earlier in the week as a refresher. Jason, I can't pronounce his last name well. Jason Mantzoukas.
Rafi.
Yeah, Rafi. He's in the movie. And yes. I did not realize that was him until I rewatched things later on. So, but it was really cool. As for a score, like it had its funny moments. I have to go with 3 because I did laugh pretty hard at some of those. But it was enjoyable. I wasn't disappointed. Maybe I set the bar pretty low when I went into it, but like I'd go a good 3.5 as a overall enjoyable film.
I'm gonna throw out one thing I didn't mention, which I did really get a good laugh out of, and that's when Tina Fey's character sees her ex Will Forte in the club, and he's like saying how good his life is going, and then it closes with, and then I had an accident, my penis got bigger. I was just like, and she's just taking all this like stuff, and that part got me good. So, you know, because I just thought of that at the end, I'm going to give it a 3 across the board because that was pretty damn funny.
All right. But, yeah, so in terms of, I don't know if we want to throw the spoiler warning across.
Yeah, we can do it. All right. We're about to get into spoilers, everyone. So.
And then so just a sneak peek, just in case you are going to be leaving this because we're going to be talking about spoilers and then we're going to be heading out or spoiler-ish stuff. Next week, we'll be reviewing the film Mrs. Doubtfire because Todd has been a jerk and avoided that movie like the plague, apparently. So, well, Mrs. Doubtfire next week. So, for those that want to stay non-spoiler with this movie, we'll see you next week. Now, spoiler alert. Okay, there it is. Steve Martin, ladies and gentlemen. Holy cow. That was fantastic. If that made it, like, it was so smart to put him so close to the beginning, because I think for me that really gripped my attention with the whole film. And yeah, that's like the one spoiler-ish thing that I, well, and then I could also say in terms of like
where it fell apart,
where it falls apart is like she's upset that she lied to her. Oh, wait, no, she's pregnant too. Oh, okay, well, let's be friends and let's have our kids be friends. It's like something is, it just kind of is like, well, we don't have 5 hours to hash this out. This is a miniseries. Right, you know what I mean?
Right. Did we get like a, yeah, but we did get like the 6 months later. So that's all,
yeah,
the stuff.
Yeah, I guess, but it just seemed kind of like, oh, so she didn't need her at all the whole time? Okay. You know, so that's why I ranked it at like a 275.
So it was basically Raiders of the Lost Ark. The character did nothing.
I didn't want to say that, but I just felt it like it was just kind of pointless at the end. So, but still, because it made me laugh, though, that's why I gave it the 4 of the fun factor. But any spoilerish notes or comments, Greg?
Just commenting on Steve Martin, like, I felt like he did such a great job for his role in this, because it was like you are always looking forward to him, but he never like overshadowed the movie as a whole. Like it was just like a little icing on top of this cake of a movie. And so I felt he really towed that line, and he's a master at what he does. Oddly, didn't have the funniest lines in the movie. Which I thought was good and appropriate, but yeah, no, it's he was definitely a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful surprise for that movie.
Because I didn't know he was in it either. My thing is seeing it made me want to watch like good Steve Martin movies. It's like I'd rather be watching The Jerk right now.
That's a fair point. I understand that. So that covers the spoiler comments, spoiler-ish comments. For a Baby Mama, I recommend it. Is it on the streaming services, Todd?
It is available to rent digitally. I don't believe there's not a streaming service that has it available right now. But I'd keep an eye out on Peacock, since it is Universal title and nowhere streaming it yet. I wouldn't be if they're smart, they'll have it up in time for today. They should have it up.
They should have it up, but you know, yesterday.
Right.
Yeah. So there you go. That was Baby Mama. Again, highly recommended. And as mentioned, next week we will be reviewing and discussing the Robin Williams classic, Mrs. Doubtfire. And Todd, I hope you are prepared to have a good explanation as to why you have not. No, not today. Next week.
No, I was just going to say, this was my teaser. You can find it if I was just and not watching it, or if I was like, wow, I shouldn't have waited so long. But we won't find out till next week.
Suspense. We won't find out till next week. I'm not even going to change clothes. So, yeah.
Okay. I'm not even going to shower.
I'm not going to leave this seat.
Well, there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, I am world's first and only combination trivia host, professional wrestling announcer, Chilean descent, curly red hat, descent, California, Ozzy V. That's world famous juggler Greg Larson. That's Flesh Wound producer Todd. See you next week right here on Flesh Wound Farce. Have a good night.